It's illegal to open someone else's mail, but in New York City, starting today, postal workers make their yearly exception. Kids' letters to Santa are piled up in the city's main post office, and the public is invited to make someone's Christmas wish come true. NPR's Robert Smith reports.
The letters start arriving in October.
Dear Santa.
Dear Santa.
100,000 handwritten notes so far this year.
Dear Santa.
Dear Santa.
The kids of PS 19 in the East Village showed up at the post office today to read some of the letters and add their own to the list.
A fake car, but not a real car.
I want a bunch of soldiers.
I wanted a real puppy with a bone and a leash.
When you shuffle through the boxes of Santa letters, you can see that there is a standard format. First comes the apology.
Dear Santa Claus, I know I have not been so good the past few days, but I hope you can give me at least some of the things I want.
And then comes the list. Toys, DVDs, dolls, things that can break your heart. Postal worker Latreia Sumter Malone shows me an envelope with a dog collar in it.
Dear Santa, I need help trying to find Fluffy. Can you please help me? I would do anything to get him back. If you get him for me, he will need a new leash, collar, dog bed, and chew toy. Love, Annie Volkers.
New Yorkers who choose a letter are asked to do the best they can. Gary Smiley, a New York City paramedic, has picked up letters and sent out presents for 18 years now, and he's seen the Christmas wishes change over the years.
It's kind of shifted a lot from more toys to more clothing and necessities. You know, they really just need the basics in life, and they don't want a race car, they want a coat. Or, you know, they want a pair of pants or a nice outfit to go to school with so the other kids don't make fun of them, opposed to a doll or something.
But Smiley always includes a toy, even if the children don't ask for it. It's the Santa way. Robert Smith, NPR News, New York.